This is KUT. It's been 2 years since the City Council passed an ambitious traffic safety plan called Vision Zero, with the goal of having zero deaths or serious injuries on city streets by the year 2025. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey looked into pedestrian deaths on Austin streets, she started thinking about how blame is assigned when pedestrians are killed.
I've read a lot of police reports about pedestrian deaths in the past couple of months, and I started noticing a common phrase: death of offender. A man killed by a driver crossing against a light, death of offender. A 14-year-old killed walking his bike across the street, death of offender.
They did a bad thing and made a wrong decision and crossed where they shouldn't cross.
Patrick Oborski is a detective with the Austin Police Department. He says the phrase death of offender gets used when police decide there's nothing a driver could have reasonably done to not hit and kill a pedestrian.
And what that means is just that if there's no criminal charges that are going to be pending out of the incident.
The way we report these crashes, there's a lot of bias kind of built into the report.
Hayden Black Walker is an urban planner. We chatted as we walked from her house to the stop where she catches the bus to work every day. Walker brought up road design. The way we've built our streets affects the way we talk about pedestrian deaths.
Oftentimes, the way the crashes get reported is, you know, that the pedestrian was doing something wrong. They weren't wearing reflective clothing, or they were crossing mid-block, or they failed to yield to the vehicle.
In Austin, many roads were built with cars as the priority. I've walked on streets where a pedestrian would have to go a couple of blocks to find a crosswalk.
We don't always think about how we've left them without choices in a lot of cases.
Kia Wilson says this affects not just how law enforcement talks about these deaths, but how everyone does.
We've literally engineered it.
Wilson works for Strong Towns. It's a nonprofit aimed at getting people to think about how urban design affects a city's finances. She lives in St. Louis and typically rides her bike to get around. Wilson says when she does drive, her behavior changes. When we build roads to prioritize cars, she says drivers may believe they are more important.
I find myself slipping into higher speed when there are other cars around me that are driving at a speed that isn't safe for pedestrians. You follow the flow of traffic.
Detective Oborski with APD did tell me the department has come around to the idea that design plays a part in traffic deaths, and that sometimes road design works against pedestrians in Austin. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.